This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAprepares.com. Kyle Harris is with us for this hour. We're going to be talking about things that we do, clever ways to save money. But, Kyle, welcome. Welcome, Kyle. How are you?
Good morning, Vince.
You know, Kyle, I'm looking at the news, and I think we need to share this and then get started with our planned discussion. The Washington Examiner, getting ready. Here's the headline, getting ready. Pentagon to protect electric grid from massive attack. It goes on to say, amid warnings that North Korea and Iran have plans to take out parts of the U.S. electric grid through a cyber attack or atmospheric nuclear blast, the Pentagon is taking steps to protect both the protect the nation's communication and power lifeline. Now, a little late for that. It's a little late to turn on some kind of a system to protect us. It should have been done during the bungling Obama regime. But this is not something that can be done very, very quickly. It'll take a long time to protect the grid. But it says DARPA, D-A-R-P-A's focus is on thwarting a cyber attack. Well, that's good. And it says that North Korea and Iran could attack the grid with an atmospheric nuclear explosion over the East Coast that will disable the grid and could lead up to 90% death of those in the East. Is that true? Absolutely, it is true, because we will be paralyzed. The grid, if the grid goes down, medicine stops. The internet stops. You know, it can be run for a while on batteries, but how do you go to Walmart? How do you go to a store and buy something when the registers don't even, the people at the registers don't know the prices, and they can't take currency because they can't, they don't know how to make change, and they can't take credit cards because the grid's down. I mean, there's so many things that could happen. We're talking about food. We're talking about everything stopping should this happen. And is it possible? Yes. Matt Stein, a USA Prepares senior instructor, and Rick Miller have been warning about this for years. Matt Stein has said, yeah, for the cost of one lousy B-1 bomber that blows things up, we could protect ourselves. For the cost of one of those, we could protect the grid. But nope, we don't do that. We've got the most ignorant Congress money can buy. Shame on all of them. And Kyle, you know, I have been... you know, even though there's this euphoria that we've got Donald Trump, a businessman, as CEO right now, running the show, even though things are on the upswing, I still have not sat on my laurels. I am preparing now more than ever. As a matter of fact, right after the broadcast, I'm going to be installing the batteries, the new batteries that I bought for my solar system, so that, you know, we are even better prepared. So in lieu of vacations, in lieu of squandering money, in lieu of doing, you know, wasteful things that, you know, are gratifying instantly, you know, like, how many ways can you waste money? Plenty. I'm putting my effort, my energy, my wherewithal, my whatever strength I have left and my money into survival. I have not changed a thing.
Yeah, You know, Vince, I could not agree. And people that, and I had this worry, you know, I was cautiously optimistic with Donald Trump, like I said on the air before. It's just one of those things. And look at what we have done, even though he's been in office, you know, just not even 100 days yet. We've already used the biggest bomb that's non-nuclear in Afghanistan. We've already blew up Russia and Syria in the eye, which one of the main reasons, I'm sure, that you and I both voted for Donald Trump is we did not want to go to war with Russia. We did not want more intervention in Syria. We just wanted them to concentrate on ISIS and get rid of them, you know, just stop the warmongering and go after them and get rid of them and be done with it. You know, it's just ridiculous to me. And now that we see that somehow every person that tends to get in that office somehow is either, brought in and given a comeuppance or co-opted in some manner. You know what I mean? It just, he's done some good things. Don't get me wrong. I'm not totally disappointed with him, but, man, one of the main things we definitely don't need with a completely unprotected grid is to be poking Russia and North Korea and China and everybody else in the eye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and during the Obama administration, they were talking about all these wonderful things like shovel-ready projects. What the heck were they? Were they painting? What were they doing that was so important, that was more important than protecting our power grid, which is the lifeline for all of us, including those ignorant Congress critters and government bureau rats.
Yeah, I heard Newt Gingrich one time, and I can't remember on what program I was listening to him, but he was purporting, you know, getting this done in a hurry. But even he was saying that it would take at least 2 years to do this project if we were to get after it by his own, figuring. It would take 2 years to do this if we were to get after it and get it done. But to me, I mean, I can't imagine these huge big cutouts is what they are. They're like a huge fuse, for lack of a better term. They're glass, enclosed glass thing. And anyway, they would blow up in case of a power surge. That would be like they would just blow these huge fuses, and you could have them installed, you know, and ready to go. But have them on hand. I mean, but anyway. It's kind of ridiculous to me that you could have a fuse that might cost, you know, even if it costs $5,000, I don't care, rather than these huge transformers that you have to move in pieces and reassemble and take years to install. Mm-hmm. That's just amazing to me.
I got a call from Miles in Europe yesterday, and we were talking about something akin to this. And I said, you know, Miles, here's something that we do here at the farm. And it relates. There's some value in this class, and you may want to consider doing some more study on this. Miles had done some study previously on this, and he said, "Yeah, he read about that, you know, a while back." And I'm thinking years when he's saying a while back, but here it is. So we have these, and the grid is very similar to this in concept. We have this electric fence. We've got them all over the property. And what happens is these electric fences are made out of, think of it like a polyester ribbon. And embedded in this ribbon are six stainless steel wires woven in this ribbon. So we can unroll this electric fence tape, which is an eighth of a mile long per section. And we unroll it, and it's suspended about 2.5-3 feet in the air. And the cows, when it's electrified with a pulse of electricity, the cows, you know, will sense that electricity. And once they get shocked in the nose, they go, "I don't think I want to do that again." So they learn very quickly. So they stay away from the fence, and it kind of is a nice way to, it doesn't cut them up with barbed wire. But they see it, it's white, they recognize it, they respect it, and they stay where we'd like them to stay for their own safety. Well, in the case of lightning, lightning can hop on this fence tape or this fence wire, travel in either direction, ultimately hit the fence charger and blow it up. Literally, it explodes. The capacitors explode, the electronics explode, and you know, some of these chargers are $100, some are $200, some are $300. So you know, we really don't like to have these things getting blown up. So we experimented with something. What we did was we took the end of the fence wire and let it fall down toward the ground, and then do a U-turn upward toward the fence charger, and then travel just a short distance to the fence charger. And the fence charger is plugged into a typically 120-volt outlet. And when the fence charger would get hit by or the fence would get hit by lightning, lightning would travel along this fence tape, go to the fence charger, blow it up, and then take out other electronic equipment in the house or in the barn or wherever the closest electronic equipment was. So it wasn't just one piece of gear getting destroyed. It was many pieces. So by putting this loop in the fence tape so that the lightning would be directed downward toward the ground, what would happen is the lightning would go to the ground. Because it's lazy. It doesn't like making U-turns and going back up to the fence charger. So that's just a thought. What do you think about that?
That's brilliant, Vince. I love your simple fixes that are just excellent. You know, most people don't realize that, you know, the reason that lightning will blow things up when it hits a fence charger or the lines or anything like that is because there's almost no amperage in lightning. It has huge amount of voltage, and so it has the potential to jump gaps. Like you just brought your wire down there, it'll jump that gap. But if it doesn't have that to do, it runs into the whatever it is, your capacitors or your little electronic equipment or anything, TVs, whatever there is, and it won't trip breakers. Because it's such high voltage but very low amperage, but it'll still blow up electronic equipment unless you have some kind of a surge protector device on it, which will handle the higher voltage. But anyway, that is just a great idea. You know, and piggybacking on what George was saying too about the pellet guns that he was just talking about there, I thought that was, you know, as far as survival goes, that's just a brilliant idea. And I picked up two or three of those little pellet rifles in 17 up to 22 caliber at gun shows from anywhere, if the stock is kind of rough or something like that, you know, anywhere from $25 to $35. I think $35 is the most I've ever spent on one of them. And they'll push a 177 caliber pellet, you know, about 800-900 feet. Some of them will do 1,000, but the ones that I get kind of cheap, I'll push it about 800 or 900 feet per second. And they're Chinese made, and it takes a special kind of oil. You can't use motor oil on the seal, the plunger seal of them. You use a special kind of oil to oil them, but they work extremely well, and the ones that I have now, I've went through four or five of them, but the ones that I have now, three of them, are quite accurate, you know, out to about 25 yards or thereabouts, you know.
Hold that thought. Going into a break. Kyle Harris is with us in Montana. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two two black Berkey Elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we thought we'd do something a little lighter today, and we've talked about saving some money. Kyle Harris in Montana and I are both very frugal guys. So, Kyle, let me share this story with you, and we can take turns teaching how to save money. So I was looking at the dishwasher last night, got up in the middle of the night, and I thought, what's with this lower dishwasher rack? We bought a General Electric dishwasher off the floor at one of those big box stores. And I think what happened is somebody bought it and said, you know, they were going to install it, and they decided, nah, they'd return it. So it was unused, but it was a little bit banged up, just a little bit. And so it was probably half price. So I bought it. It had the, you know, minimum configuration that I liked. It wasn't really complicated. And I installed it. But the darn thing, the lower rack is rusting. It's rusting where the large dishes are always put in the same place, and they're the heavier dishes. And it just wore through the vinyl, and the metal wire rack beneath it is rusting. So I got on the internet and went to eBay, $80-something for one that's, you know, really cheesy. But that's really not the right one. The right one, $131 for the right rack. And I thought, that's crazy. I only spent like a little more than twice that for the whole dishwasher. You know, why would I spend that much for the rack? So I decided to do some investigation, and I found there's, you can fix them. You can get a vinyl repair kit, and it's like a tube of liquid vinyl, like a whiteout, a little bottle, 1 ounce bottle of whiteout, and a little brush on it, and you can just take off the piece that's rusted, and you can rebrush the with this liquid vinyl, and 24 hours later, it's cured and hardened, and you're back in business. Now, what does that cost? $6.99 shipped from eBay. I love it.
Yep.
And so I'm going to order that, and I'm going to fix that darn dishwasher before it gets any worse. Not that it's really bad, but, you know, a stitch in time saves nine, right? So that's just one little tip. So for $7, class, you can fix that $131 rusted rack on the bottom of your dishwasher.
Yep. You know, Vince, the dishwasher racks and a lot of other things that have come out with this vinyl coating over the top of the wire. I literally hate them things too, because I've, just like you, they tend to somehow crack when you put very much weight on them, expose them to hardly any heat, you know, and they tend to crack. And then as soon as they crack, even if you don't notice it, the water gets inside of there. So one of the things I would suggest before you even before you put that on there is to pull that rack plumb out of there and put it in the oven so that it's just real low heat, and make sure that the water that has seeped in between the vinyl and the metal has gone away before you apply the vinyl coating to seal it again.
But you're absolutely right, and you know what I think I'll do? I think I'll do that and something else. What I'm going to do is run the dishwasher probably two rinse cycles, to get any of the detergent that I can off the rack that is, you know, between the metal and the vinyl, and then put it in the sun outside, you know, bake it in the sun, maybe put something black underneath it so that it gets even a little bit warmer but doesn't melt the vinyl. I think that would work great.
As long as you don't leave it out overnight, you know, so that the condensation gets on it. But
Okay. What do you have? You have a tip you want to share?
Oh, well, just a bunch of little things, you know, that a guy does. I was just thinking about them, you know. Caulk tubes. Have you ever handled caulk tubes, Vince? Where you use about a third of the caulk is all you need, and then you try to stick a screw in it or something like that. Well, what I've learned to do, and it works really good for me, is I'll get a great big wire nut, electrical wire nut, and I'll screw it onto the end of the caulk tube to be able to seal that up rather than a screw or something, because the screws, for some reason, don't seem to work very good for me. I've used those for a long time, and I've just kind of given up on them and went to a large wire nut. Usually a blue one works really well, the large blue wire nuts. But anyway, that's just one little tiny tip.
Something else you can do is once you use that caulk tube, you can wrap it with like a saran wrap to prevent air from getting to it. You can prevent more air from getting to it, and it would stay more pliable longer. Because for me, I don't always use those darn things. When I need them, I've got them here. But I want to use it 6 months or a year later and still have it work. I don't want to throw it away because it's too hard and it's set up. So you're right. You're absolutely right. Kyle and I'll be right back. We're going to save you some money.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why?
God, you're
take my
when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kyle Harris is with us, and we're saving you money. Kyle, I got up in the middle of the night last night, and I was in the kitchen, and I was looking at the way I wired the kitchen outlets. on the kitchen countertop. And I remember reading the code, the National Electric Code, when we built this house about 12 years ago. And I wanted to do it according to code, not because I wanted to, you know, go along with the regulations, but because I thought the code was right. I thought that, you know, I'm certainly willing to take an alternate path if I think there's a better one. But I thought the code was right. So we wired this house according to code. Actually, greater. We exceeded the code. And here's what I'd like to share. So the National Electric Code says that if you're going to have kitchen countertop outlets, they are required to be at minimum 2 feet spacing. And the reason for that is your toaster probably has a really short cord. Your electric mixer probably has a really short cord. Your griddle has a really short cord. And that's so you don't burn the cords on the appliances. And it's a good idea. And the last thing you want to do is use an undersized extension cord to run your toaster or the griddle or these high wattage devices. So what I did was I placed the outlets every 2 feet according to code or closer, but I did something a little different. So the first outlet, let's start on the left side of the counter, for example. The first outlet would be circuit number one. The outlet to the right of that, the very next outlet would be a different circuit, a different 20 amp circuit. And then the next outlet, the third one in the series, would be back to the first circuit. And then the next one would be the second circuit. So I had two circuits on the counter, and I alternated circuits so that, for example, if I had a toaster plugged into the first outlet and a crock pot plugged into the next outlet right next to it, they'd be on two separate circuits, and I would not be overheating the wiring in the wall, and they would not trip the circuit breaker. So I wanted to share that with our class, that if you are at a point where you're going to do some new wiring, you may want to consider doing it that way. Your thoughts, Kyle?
Absolutely, Vince. You know, when I used to wire houses years ago when I had my own business doing this, you know, code would allow me to run one circuit to, depending on the size of the bedroom and the amount of the outlets and lights in the room, I could have used one circuit for two bedrooms. But I decided I didn't want to do that because just in case you had somebody that was real cold-blooded and they needed a space heater, and the two people in two different rooms would put space heaters on there, I knew that they were going to be tripping that breaker. So I would pull one circuit to every bedroom, and every bedroom would have its own circuit. It was overbuilt, but, you know, I got a lot of business by word of mouth. And, you know, I just would do it. I'd do it over just like I would do it if I would be in my room, you know, if I was building my own house. Mm-hmm. The other thing that people do, Vince, and I've just heard about this from a friend of mine, is that they will go into their bedroom and they will get the strip plug-ins, and they'll plug in one wire to the strip plug-in, they'll plug it into one receptacle, and then they'll run two space heaters or a TV and all of this stuff off of one outlet strip that's got like maybe, you know, five or six different plug-ins on it, and not understanding that those things are like you're plugging all of that equipment into one outlet, and they're only rated at the most for 15 or at the least. Most of them now are rated for like 15 amps maximum, and one little tiny electric heater at 1500 watts is pulling about 13 to 14 amps all by itself. And this lady that my friend was dealing with, I couldn't figure out how come the breakers kept tripping. And it was just you know, people don't realize, because she kept thinking that, well, I've got this strip plugged into the one, it's just one thing plugged into this outlet, and it should not be tripping this breaker. Well, you know, it's just a good way to burn your house down, it's going to, because it creates too much heat. People just need to have a little common sense. Is not common anymore, it seems, you know.
Well, since you've mentioned this, on our kitchen counter, I've noticed after about 12 years, that some of the receptacles, and they're the, you know, the 15, they're rated at 15, some are rated, well, they originally were rated at 15 amps. They're the ones that cost 39 cents. You get 10 of them in a for $3.90. They call them a contractor pack. Lowe's sells them, Home Depot sells them. And we bought Cooper brand because I happened to like them the best at the time. And what I've noticed is, you know, some of the appliances, when you plug them in, that's when they power up. There's no on-off switch on all appliances that are on the counter. So some of them power up, and they make this arc, and they actually corrode the contacts within the receptacle themselves. So I've been replacing the 15-amp receptacles on the kitchen counter with 20-amp because they are more of an industrial-type receptacle, and they'll last longer. They have an extra little slot in the where the prongs of your plug go. So you may want to consider that class, you know, upgrading. If you feel that when you plug in your toaster, it's a little bit gritty, it doesn't, the connection's not really tight, because a loose connection tends to become a hot connection, which can tend to cause a fire inside your receptacle box. So be careful of that, and I'd recommend that you, when you plug the plugs for your appliances into outlets, that if it feels loose, you're going to want to replace that. And you can find plenty of YouTube videos that'll tell you how to do it. I'm looking at a screen that says, you know, how much does it cost to install an electrical outlet in the kitchen? They show this guy, and it says $20 to $100. Really? I'm thinking like 50 cents. But
yeah. Yep. You know, it's interesting you mentioned that, Vince. I just had an opportunity to find out the other day. We have a little Mantis tiller that I'm getting ready to start firing up to use. And so I called the repair shop down here because the little carburetors that are on these things, even though I use nothing but premium non-ethanol mm-hmm. gasoline, and I put in additive called Seafoam at 1 ounce per gallon, mm-hmm. I've had this, it's an 03 model little Mantis tiller, and so it's 14 years old, you know, but the carburetor is not rebuildable.
Right.
Somehow, even with that, the little brass channels in there corroded, and even that, with all of the preparation that I did of running gas out of it or leaving, if I left it in there, it had a additive in it to keep the water out and those kind of things, it still got enough water in there over 14 years to corrode the inside of it and ruin the carburetor. Well, they wanted about $120 to replace this little carburetor. But I went on at my daughter's house. I don't have internet, but I went over to my daughter's house, and sure enough, I could buy this carburetor with the new hoses, with a new filter, and everything, free shipping for $15.98, and just replace it myself. You know, it's just it's amazing.
Right. That's because you upgraded for the hoses. Now, if you didn't buy the hoses, it's $10.09.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm looking right at it. I'm looking at eBay, right at it. $10.09 free shipping, and that's with a USA shipper. Now, if you want to get it from China and you're willing to wait a couple more weeks, maybe 3 weeks, you can get it for maybe even less. And I'm with you because we have some chainsaws. We have some Husqvarna chainsaws. We have a steel brand chainsaw, and you know, same thing happened to the carburetors. So I we pick some of at garage sales. You know, guys will sell them for $25 for a small, a pruning chainsaw. So for $25, it makes sense to get a steel saw because a carburetor doesn't work. For $10, we get a carburetor and we're in business. I mean, that's less than the price of the chain on the chainsaw. You know, so we're with you, and yes, you can do that. And you go to eBay class, and you can buy them. Just type in the name of the item that you want, and then put the word carburetor in there, and then look at them, and look at lots of pictures of them. Make sure the picture matches what you're trying to replace, and it's just a couple screws to put it in. I mean, you're looking at maybe 10 minutes. That's if you've never done it before.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and it's interesting you mentioned chainsaws, Vince. About 6 years ago, I went to a garage sale, and an old boy had just put a brand new chain on this Poulan Pro chainsaw that he had that was a 20-inch bar, nice-looking saw and everything, and it wouldn't start. Couldn't get it started. He said, I can't get it started for nothing. And so I said, well, how much you want for it? And he said, well, man, I just put a new chain on there. He said, I got to get $5 out of it at least. And I said,
wow.
Okay. I kid you not. The chain was more, you know, the chain's $20. So anyway, I bought it for $5, took it home, took the carburetor apart out of there, just the outside of the carburetor, because a lot of times you get things that are, you know, just kind of gummed up in there. And I took a little bit of, I'm talking a half a second squirt of, carburetor cleaner and sprayed it into the gas in the gas tank, and I sprayed the inside of the carburetor out just from the outside. And this is no joke. So I pulled it about 10 times. It didn't start. And so I just let it sit overnight. And I came back the next morning. I pulled the plug out, and sure enough, the plug was a little bit dirty because I didn't quite – I just forgot about that because the guy said the carburetor was in bad shape. I cleaned it up, cleaned the carburetor, the little plug off. It wasn't bad. It should have ran, but it was kind of, you know, carboned up from too much fuel kind of thing. And so anyway, I cleaned it all off and everything. I pulled that about probably another 10 times, and all of a sudden it started to want to come to life. So I pushed the choke in, and that thing fired up, and I've been using that for literally at least, I think it's like 6 or 7 years I've been using that same chainsaw, and literally it cost me a little bit of carburetor cleaner and $5.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah.
So I was driving, you and I don't spend a lot on vehicles. $3,000 seems to be my upper limit, and so I bought a used Chevy pickup truck, a 2004 for $3,000, full size bed, and I bought a used Mercedes 1996 with a diesel engine. It gets between 30 miles to the gallon in the city and 47 on the highway. And I was traveling with it a few days ago, and this tractor trailer hits a bump, and I'm way behind it, but just perfect timing. Stone hits the windshield, puts a chip in the windshield. So what do I do? I'll tell you when we come back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement ever. I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So to continue with the story about the cracked windshield or the chipped windshield, I found this car, this 1996 Mercedes, and I thought we should buy it as for our family. But I don't surprise Mrs. Finelli or anybody else in the family and say, hey, guess what we just got? Guess what I just spent your money on and my money on? I don't do that. So I brought Mrs. Finelli to go look at it. But I thought that this Mercedes had, you know, I remember from the day before when I looked at it, that it had a chip in the windshield a little smaller than a quarter. So before I went to show it to the family, I called the glass place. And I said, so what would it cost for a windshield? That was over $300. I'm thinking $3,000 for the car, $300 for the windshield. 10% of the cost of this is going to be added on for the windshield. And, you know, I can get the whole rest of the car, the engine, the transmission, the wheels, the tires, the body, the seats. For $3,000, it seemed like it was out of proportion for a windshield. Actually, it was well over $300. So I said, what does it cost to fix one of these, you know, little star cracks in the windshield? The guy said, well, if a quarter will fit over it, we can do it, and it'll be $75. And I thought, that's a lot of money. So I went on the Internet, and I found that I could, for about $7, I could get a windshield repair kit. But I didn't realize that you can fix a whole bunch of little chips with the same kit if you're really careful and judicious how you cut the tube open and put the cap on properly. So I fixed it, and I got this kit, and it was, you know, one of the, not the basic kit, but a little bit more deluxe, so it was about $7, and I fixed the windshield. And then a couple days ago, you know, bang, another rock hits it, and I said to Mrs. Finella, she was in the car, I said, well, I got it, when we get home, I got to fix this. So I took out one of those map-type pins and cleaned out the little debris, and I said, I got to fix this before moisture gets in there and this thing spreads. And so I used the same kit that I had before, and I fixed it again. So what I'm saying is, and I have a spare now. I have a spare in my toolbox, but I only paid $3.55 for the spare kit. So you can do these things yourself. And what does it take? Well, it takes, I don't know, 5 minutes, and you have to have a sunny day because the sun cures the resin that you're going to apply to your windshield ding, and then you take a razor blade that comes with the kit, and you scrape it smooth, and it's... Now, can you see it? Yes. Yes, you can see it. But looking at that versus keeping $300 in my wallet, I'm going to keep the $300 plus in my wallet. Kyle, any thoughts?
Oh, absolutely. You know, Vince, one time I was talking to an old friend of mine, and he would buy and sell little trailers. And he said, one time a friend of mine come to me, he says, and why don't you buy a Dodge Diesel, one of them real nice, big, fancy ones. He says, you got plenty of money. And he says, well, you know where all that $50,000 is that I have to use to get that Dodge Diesel? And he said, no, where? He says, in my back pocket. You know, it's just a matter of he drove an old Ford Diesel and pulled everything with that. And he says, that $50,000 is in my back pocket. And so, yep. You know, it's just a matter of there was a, you know, it depends on how much a person is led by advertising and how having to keep up with the Joneses or how everything looks. You know, I was at an auction. This just happened 2 weeks ago. I was at an auction, and there was a 99 Subaru there, and it was covered in overspray like it had been trailered in there. And so I asked the auctioneer before he had a bidding on it, how come it had been trailered in? And he said, well, it needs an idle air control mixture valve. And I said, okay. But the guy said, well, the guy that has this car had put new head gaskets on it, new tires on it, new clutch in it. And so I got around there and checked everything. Sure enough, you could see the little edge of the head gasket looked brand new. The tires looked brand new. The clutch was catching and starting to release at the very bottom, which tells you that there's a lot of clutch left in there. So I tended to believe him. But because of this overspray on this car, I bought that car, Vince, for $550, and it does not have, and you know what? It takes about 20 times to get it started, trying to start it, but I started that thing at the auction and drove it home.
Wow. Wow. Excellent. Good deal. So, class, you can be a little thrifty, and it's okay. And you can keep that extra money in your wallet and use it for other purposes. Or you can not have that extra money in your wallet and not work so hard to earn it and pay taxes on it. So, Kyle, you know, I love broadcasting with you. I love your insight and the sharing that you're willing to provide for our class. Thank you. Thank you so much. Next time, let's talk about GFIC outlets. Next time you're on with me, I'll talk about why they're important.
You bet.
Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
432-6433. Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at infidelbodyarmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. Infidelbodyarmor.com. Just won't quit.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.